This is Monday Morning Meditations number 299 on the Rising Man podcast with Jetty Azuma. Who's ready for spring? What is up, Rising Man family? Jetty Azuma here with another Monday Morning Meditation for you, wishing you a happy Monday and a happy almost spring solstice. It's right around the corner. So today's topic for our Monday Morning Meditation is preparing for spring, the real new year. You having trouble shaking off those winter chills? Have you sunk a little bit into your cave this winter season, especially rolling through the holidays and stumbling through New Year's and trying to get your energy on track? Maybe that was your experience. If so, raise your hand. All good. Sometimes it's hard to get off to a strong start in the new year, especially when it's dark and cold and gloomy outside. Maybe you're doing great, and if so, then power to you. Keep it going. But for those of you who struggle in the wintertime, firstly, I want to just say, hey, it makes sense. When it's cold, when it's dark, naturally our biochemical systems want to sleep and rest and recover. It's a very difficult time to get a bunch of energy and get things going. The good news is that spring is here, and naturally spring is the real start to a new year, to a new cycle. Winter is about death. It's about slowing down. Spring is about emerging. There's more light. When we hit the spring solstice on March 21st, it's literally the moment where life is going to begin opening again. We're going to move out of dark days and into longer and longer days until we hit summer solstice. So on the spring equinox, this is when we have so much good creative energy. This is the time to start new things. You'll see more sunlight. Babies are being born out in nature. So this is the best time to really start your new year, regardless of how you like to do it, okay? The energetics of the seasons support this time being a time for new beginnings. So what is there for you to do with that? Well, first of all, I've been trying to orient my life more around the seasons, especially the seasons relative to where I live. Here in Texas, we don't experience the deep extreme winters like some people in the north do, and we definitely have the extreme summers, but we also kind of get these transitional seasons, which is nice. We have fall, we have spring where we move into the winter, we move into the summer. And so I've been trying to organize my life a little bit more around the way that I feel during the seasons. So during the winter time, really difficult for me, I gave myself more permission to just slow down and kind of be in that restful, recovery, wintry space. I wasn't completely frozen. I wasn't completely hibernated. I was still doing things in my life, but I definitely had more of a mindset towards recharging my body, getting my energy ready. And the way I organized my spring going into March, April, May is new things, starting to put things in events on the calendar. I was very deliberate about that. Now for you, maybe this is a brand new concept and you haven't done that yet. That's okay. It's taken me many years and seasonal cycles to start arranging my life this way. But here's a great opportunity as we're going into springtime. One simple first step that every single one of us can do is to give yourself 1 hour. Just 1 hour, sometime this week. Find an hour somewhere where you can go and you can be by yourself, however you like to create space that's very intentional and undistracted. Whatever that looks like for you. And acknowledge that we collectively are moving out of a season of darkness and cold and hibernation and into a season of creativity, rebirth, new life, new possibilities, new ideas, and new beginnings. Just take a moment to just acknowledge that. You know, say that out loud to yourself. Really close your eyes and see that transition happening. Maybe you see it as like the sun starting to rise on a new day. That's also spring energy. And then ask yourself, what does that reflect about the things that I want in my life? What new things do I want to create? Where do I want to put this new energy? Now that I have more light in my day coming with the springtime, what do I want to do with that extra light energy? Because that's really what it's all about. Like I said, nature all around us is organized around these seasonal rhythms and cycles. So why shouldn't we be as well? Springtime is a great time for new possibilities. What new possibilities do you want to put into your year? If we do it according to the Gregorian calendar, the New Year's resolutions, examining the changes that we want to make in 2024, this is another good time to do that. What are the changes that I want to make this year? What are the things that I want to put new energy into? What are the things that died over the winter that I'm leaving behind, that I'm leaving back in the winter of 2023, 2024? Let those things go. Make room for new things. Be deliberate about it. Write it down. Put it on a piece of paper. If you get it boiled down to a few things, put it on a piece of paper and paste it on your bathroom mirror. Or maybe you put it somewhere that you're going to see it every day to make those new possibilities and new creative inspirations more visible. But if nothing else, just take a moment, take pause to recognize and acknowledge that you're moving out of a season just like the rest of us and into a new one. Let's appreciate the spring for what it has to offer. Many Indigenous communities treat the spring, especially here in the Northern Hemisphere, like the start to their new year. There's many Indigenous peoples who consider springtime to be the beginning of life all over again, of a new cycle. Yes, we all operate on this 2023, 2024 Gregorian style of calendar, but when you look out your window, there's a whole nother timeline that you could be living your life according to that may just feel a little bit more accurate and congruent than the ways that we've done it before. So ask yourself, what is it that I want to create? What new energy do I want to invigorate into my life? Those new possibilities. It's like a newborn baby. What does that life behold for this child? What am I giving birth to this year? What am I determined to bring forth onto this planet? Even if it doesn't result at the end of the year, when we're looking back on this, in the outcome that you saw, what direction are you headed in right now? Make those declarations for yourself. This is the best time to do it. Especially now that we're going to get warmer temperatures, we're going to want to be outside. Naturally, life is going to fill us up more than the doldrums of winter. So give this a shot. Even if it's a little bit new, even if it's a little bit different, maybe outside of your comfort zone, 1 hour of your time. What do you have to lose? Share this episode with a buddy. Get an accountability partner to also do this 1 hour reflection to acknowledge transition from winter to spring and see what you come up with. Have fun with it. Experiment, explore, see if it fits. If not, throw it away. But who knows? Maybe it'll reveal exactly what you want to get your sights focused on for this next cycle. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Make sure you come back next Monday for another Monday morning meditation here on the Rising Man podcast. Until then, rise up and claim your destiny. Rise up.